is Estelle Cocourt, singer, songwriter, pianist, and a whole lot of other things that she's diving into now. And I think also I could add the word activist into it. That's her doing a track called Bonita. And of course, it's from her previous project. This is a woman who we miss seeing on stages like the Orbert, the State Theatre, at Arts Alive, and a whole lot of places around this country where we've seen her perform before. Estelle, how are you?
Hi, Natemba. Long time no speak, my darling.
Yes, long time. And, you know, it's always a pleasure chatting to you because we get to know what's happening in London through you in the music scene.
Yeah. Sorry, I missed that last bit there.
I'm saying it's always a pleasure talking to you here on the Urban Jazz Experience because we get to find out what's happening in London through you.
Okay. Well, you know, with this pandemic happening, there hasn't been a hell of a lot going on. But slowly but surely, people are coming out of hiding and doing gigs again. But I think there's a sense of, not hesitation, but caution, you know. People are being cautious. And rightly so, because we're not too sure where this is going to land.
Yeah, I can see you've even adopted their accent there, Estelle, which is great.
No, man. Serious? No.
I'm joking.
And
talking about COVID, obviously, we're talking about your new project, and this is something that you did. During lockdown time, a lot of people became quite creative and were thinking out of the box and a little differently about how they create their sound and themes and, things that made them be a little bit more introspective about life.
Right.
Their role in it as well. And it's coming out in the kind of music that they are doing. I would want to assume that the same happened to you.
Well, it's quite a story, actually. I remember it was round about August 2020. Yeah, that's last year. God, the days and now the years seem to be running into each other.
It's just exactly a year ago, basically.
Sorry?
It's a year ago, basically.
Exactly. And I was invited by Diane Rossi from the South African Jazz Education Association to submit for their lockdown project, a lockdown video of what I'm doing and what I'm up to. Mm. And I remember I was writing a song called The Bandwagon Junkies, and I'd started writing this before lockdown, and I just couldn't finish it. And I went for a walk in my favorite spot, which is called Parkland Walk, just down the road from me, and I sat on a tree stump, and there were no planes in the sky. I was completely struck by the fact that everything was quiet, and that inspired me to finish the song, the fact that there are no more overcrowded skies. Well, that was back then. I think the planes are all back in full force now.
Mm.
And I was friends with Eugene Skiff, unbeknowingly. I was friends. In fact, we became friends, I think, like maybe 5-6 years ago on Facebook. And I noticed he was, you know, I kept seeing these little yellow boxes popping up with beautiful poems on a daily basis.
Yeah.
And there was one, while I was busy doing this video, you know, I had to learn new skills as well, because I'd never really done any serious filming. So it was a question of compiling stuff from gigs done in South Africa, the Sound of You project and what have you. And it was, you know, I really loved the adventure of combining music and home demos into visuals. But there was this one poem that was written on the 23rd of August in 2020 when I was like deep in the throes of meeting my deadline for Diane Rossi, when I saw this poem towards a timeline of reclamation. In fact, I'd seen it, you know, a few times, but I didn't really have time to go back and read it properly. But when I did, it was just like something in me just exploded. You know, a wanton royal craft placed African iron smiths in shackles. A wanton royal craft, a wanton royal craft placed African iron smiths in shackles. Mm. Fashioned in infamy of a maritime web of horror. It's called Towards the Timeline of Reclamation. And it was written by Eugene. And I just had to write the music for this one. And I remember it was quite late at night, you know. And I messaged him on Facebook because I didn't have his phone number yet. And I said, Eugene, I'd love to share this with you. And he very graciously and politely said, okay, send it to me via WhatsApp. So we'd exchanged our digits, and that's when the communication started. And I think to date, I've got about between 23 and 25 poems written, and there's more, you know, in the works, probably enough for three albums now. But wow. It's been a daily thing. It's just been such, you know, it's such a fusion of spirits. When I think of how to describe it, I know Eugene has a very beautiful way of expressing what it is, and I'd like to read that to you. He says, a rigid line becomes a flexible skipping rope that we simultaneously hold at either end while jumping into the center and playfully lose ourselves in the newly configured peaks and troughs of our shared loop. You know, if Eugene and I had been friends, I think there's a 10 or a 12-year age difference between us, but it feels like we are just absolute kindred spirits. And if we'd been friends back in the day, if we'd been allowed to, you know, back in the bad old days of apartheid, we would be in that, as kids, we'd be in that mud pool together.
I can imagine. Because I've seen some videos of the two of you that you've posted. And for anyone who doesn't probably know, Eugene Skiff is South African, London-based. He's a percussionist, he's a composer, he's a poet. He's an educationalist, he's a broadcaster as well. He's a whole lot of things, and very much involved with global projects that have to do with music, with jazz, with world music, and just dance theater, a lot of things. So just knowing that you're working with him on this is just so amazing to know. But before we get into what you two are doing, I want to just play these solo piano and voice songs, some of these that are coming out in a separate project. I want to start with what's Dear Artist, just very quickly, what that song is about.
Okay, so that's basically, it's based on a very brief, it wasn't even a fling, but it nearly got to the fling point. But I kind of, when this dude, we met on Facebook actually, which was like, oh my God, you know. Don't do that. Don't communicate with people on Facebook and meet them in real life. But I did. And he was lovely. We had drinks at a local pub near mine, but I didn't invite him home. I was a good girl.
Good girl.
And
on a first date, no.
The litmus test would be come to my gig. And he came to a Vortex gig. Mm. And a friend of mine's daughter was also at the gig, and I thought, okay, he can chaperone her and sit at a table and look after her. But he sneaks a half jack of whiskey into the venue and was like topping up her Coke when she wasn't looking. And I was watching this, and it just inspired a song. You know, he was a builder turned artist.
Oh, okay.
I just get a painting out of the deal at the end of the day. But yeah, it's just a fun little tongue-in-cheek.
There was never a second date.
There wasn't a second date.
Okay.
No.
All right. Let's listen to Dear Artist. It's we're chatting to Estelle Cocotte on the Urban Jazz Experience, and this is the voice and solo piano project of hers. And here's the track about this one date guy who was sneaking Jack Daniels into a gig. This is just her voice and the piano. And of course, singing about momentary distraction, as she says.
Oh my God, I was listening back. I haven't listened to that for ages.
Really?
Smile. It brought back a few memories.
And yeah. it is a little different in style in terms of what we're used to hearing with
Indeed.
You.
Just
share with us the direction where this album is going.
Okay, so at the end of the Sound of You experience, I just needed to pull back a little bit. I came to South Africa, and in fact, it's this today about, God, it must be, today, 2016, I think it was, and, or 2017, no, it was 2016, and I think I was in, oh, God, I can't remember where I was, but I was somewhere performing for Women's Month again, and I just, when I came back, you know, in September, I just needed to...
It was 2016, yes, you're right, 2016.
Exactly, and I just felt like I needed to pull back a little bit, because I poured a lot of energy into that project, and it was back and forth to South Africa, sometimes twice a year. And then towards the end of 2017, I felt my mojo starting to come back in full swing. And I thought, okay, it's time to start writing my own stuff as opposed to interpreting other people's stuff. And I just felt inspired to write about things that don't normally get written about. There are some, you know, like there's two on the album, there's two songs that are kind of love lost songs, or, you know, there's Dear Artist, which is A Fling Gone Wrong, and then there's another one, which is called The Fado Near Faro, which again, I belong to this international Scrabble club, and I play Scrabble every morning. I have about 10 games, 10 three-minute games of Scrabble just to get my brain going.
Mm.
And I met somebody on there who was already engaged and had been for 12 years. God, my love life, which is why I'm happily single.
Estelle,
right,
your
now.
Love life is very interesting.
I know. It's crazy. I've been nearly married like 6 times. We won't go there.
Not now.
This guy proposed to me. We were playing Scrabble for like 6 months, and then he suddenly proposed to me out of the blue. And I thought, hang on, let me just do a Facebook search on this fella. And I found out that he'd been engaged for like 6 years, and he was still living with his partner. So I gave him his marching orders, but I wrote a little song about him. But then the rest of the songs on the album are more about, there's Kublai Khan, which is about Genghis Khan and his grandson Kublai, and how they just conquered that whole area in Mongolia and China.
Mm.
And you know, Kublai Khan was a capitalist, and Genghis Khan was basically a killer. But he killed so many people that he caused almost like a global cooling, because the farmlands became forest again because he killed so many people.
Wow.
And then there's the longest war, which
in fact, I want you to talk about that, because I want to play that song now, The Longest War.
Fantastic. Yeah. Well, you know, it's really sad what's happening in Afghanistan, as you know.
Yeah.
It's just horrific. And but there's another side to Afghanistan as well, which is the drug war, which has been going on for such a long time. And I spent about a week researching this and reading up as much as I could about it. And then I found a video which inspired me. I've actually forgotten his name now, and I was writing about it today. I'm going to go to my Facebook page to see what the guy's name is in the post. Anyway, I was inspired by this video, which showed the drug addicts under the bridges of Kabul. And it's just such an incredibly tragic thing. Steve Chow, that's right. He did a documentary called Afghanistan's Billion-Dollar Drug War.
Mm.
And it just touched me so deeply that I felt I had to write this song about how the children, you know, get sent into the poppy fields to see if there's any landmines.
Yep.
Because they're light and they don't weigh very much.
Mm.
And it's just, I don't want to say too much because the song actually
says it all. Yes, and I mean, what I like about it is that it brings us to all the what is happening there at this moment, and the thought of you know, the Taliban now taking over, and goodness, God knows what else can we expect to happen to those very kids you're talking about.
It's tragic. You know, they've got so many resources there as well. You know, minerals. It's so mineral rich there, and it's just so sad that that stuff isn't kept to bring up the economy, to make the economy better for the people who are actually living there. You know?
Okay.
It's just sad. The Western world has wreaked havoc in Afghanistan.
Estelle Kokot on the Urban Jazz Experience, and here's a song she wrote about the longest war, which is the drug war in Afghanistan.
Under the bridge.
Estelle Kokot, I had to play that song with every note. So the message about, you know, this longest war is fully, you know, expressed by you, Estelle, with every note that accompanies, you know, the lyrics and the story.
Thank
behind
you, Latemba.
And the story behind it. One thing I must say that you've got... the most interesting titles for this particular project. I must tell the listeners, there's one song that's called Mofo, which is supposed to be Meal Online for One, in case, like me, you didn't know what it stands for.
It's a bit naughty of me, but there you go.
Very naughty. You've also got one called The Israelites and the Mother of All Bombs. And I guess we can assume where that one is going. We're running out of time, so I want us to, before you know, I let you go, to please talk about you know, that Togoza project that you're doing with Eugene.
Oh, yes.
And also the other people that are you know, oh, by the way, that longest war, Estelle posted a video of it, which I retweeted on Facebook, of that story, in case anyone wants to know.
Yes, it's got the first verse. I might do a whole video of the whole song for the release.
Yeah, no. That's great. Yes, let's talk about this Togoza project. You're still doing workshops and you know, mentoring people, because you know, people should know that you also, you know, have people that
have gone through the online. I'm doing that online. Well, mostly if it's I've got some South African people that I'm working with, songwriters, and then of course I've got my local students here, which now tentatively I'm seeing most of them face to face, but we're being very careful, and there's still one or two that prefer the online scenario. But I'm very, very excited about Eugene and I are doing our first workshop. For the London Jazz Festival at the Guildhall School of Music, which is going to be very exciting. That's on the 17th of November. And, you know, when I think about what restrictions there might be, and of course you guys are moving, even though I know it's been very cold in South Africa, you are moving into spring and summer. I can remember the 1st of September when I did Arts Alive, like way back, I think it was 2012 or something. It was on the 1st of September, it was 30 degrees in the shade, but I don't think you're going to be that lucky this year.
No.
We're moving into winter, autumn and winter, so it's, you know, we have to keep an eye on what's going to happen, because we think figures are going to go up on the COVID side of things. And, you know, doing workshops and that are interactive, where you're involved in the audience and whoever wants to participate, there might be social distancing measures in place. So Eugene and I are going to look at all the angles on how to do this. And we have lots of ideas of, you know, his music is very all-embracing, and he's got such a strong feeling of community, which I love. And I feel like I've lived my whole life waiting to work.
Do you know what?
It's like a life project.
But you know what I like, Estelle, to cut you in there, is the fact that you're all South Africans, and you still have your other foot in here. And you know, with the stories
Absolutely.
You tell, and also the people you involve, because you also have Sufi Don, Hume Dlalose,
yes.
the photographer,
yes.
who I've also hosted yes. here on the Urban Jazz Experience with his taste in music as well. You got the filmmaker, Aaron Kaganoff. Who you've oh yeah you're
also, that's
yes
right.
that
yes.
you're featuring, you've got all these talents out of the country that you're stealing and sharing with Londoners.
what we're trying to do, I mean, ultimately we're still moving along. The project is still very much in the works. Mm. We're getting there.
Yeah,
and we've got quite a few very interested partners. We've just got to take it that little one step further, but we'll talk about that once it's all materialized.
Okay.
But in the meantime,
okay.
how we visualize this happening, because I think that the work that I'm doing with Eugene is not just going to be one little project, boom, boom, and then it's over.
Mm.
I think it's going to be extended over time. But the first leg, the phase one, the dream is to have... Let it all culminate in a multimedia release that is interactive, that will include photography and filmmaking from Hugh and from Arian and his contacts mm-hmm. and people that he's mentoring, perhaps an animator. You know, that's example I posted of how I work at home, where I'm using crushing tin cans for percussion on the disappearing tattoo. That would be such an amazing thing, poem and song to do at a workshop. And, you know, the chorus that I wrote for that, skin tone, kin along, do some that, tit for tat. It's very kind of nursery rhyme-ish almost. And I can imagine...
Well, you did say that you and Eugene are like little children when you get
yes.
together. So we have to wrap it up, Estelle. I've so
okay.
run out of time.
I could talk to you.
I know. I have to.
Exactly.
But very quickly, the Solo Piano and Voice project, is that culminating into an album that's going to be released soon?
I want to release it in autumn. It's at the moment, unfortunately, it's all self-funded, which means that I don't really have a budget for pressing CDs at this stage. But mm-hmm. I'm speaking to my pals, and what I'd like to do is release it on Bandcamp first as a download. I haven't even got a title for it yet. Maybe
yeah.
I should do a competition and see whoever comes up with the best title wins a free download.
Yeah,
and
no, do that on Facebook.
When there's a bit of money in the pot, I will make a pressing to release copies. But we're going to do a digital release.
Okay.
The marvelous Jonathan Ito recorded me at York University.
Fantastic. Listen, it's been an absolute pleasure talking to you. We are so out of time, which is unfortunate, but we could talk forever. I have one request from you. I want to play one more song from the fantastic and awesome. And thank you. You are awesome too. And thank you for talking to us.
It's so nice speaking to you, Nathan.
And
thanks so much for asking me.
And do say hello to Eugene.
I will do. I think he's listening. I hope so.
I'll be talking to him soon too. Thanks, Estelle.
Thanks, Nathanda.
Estelle Kokot on the Urban Jazz Experience and writing about serial killers. Ooh, here it is.